We've started talking to the fire department about getting the, you know, getting the sprinkler system put in and stuff like that. We're just kind of wanting to make sure we get a go ahead before, because you know, it's, you're looking at close to up to $10,000 or so to get that installed. So we don't want to dump the money in yet until we are sure we're going to be able to commit it. Few other things. We also got a contractor coming in to start doing some upgrades on the house, because either way, even if we don't go this route, you know, long-term rental would be the route we'd go, but I'd rather do vacation rental, because I think it'll bring everything up, you know, get more money to put back into it to make everything else look nicer. That's a little
bit. And you guys would manage it yourselves?
We'd have some set managing it, some set nightly rentals. They would be our 24/7 contact. We have tomorrow morning ADT security system. They're coming in to install security systems.
And fire monitoring.
And fire monitoring.
Anything else? If not, we'll see you Tuesday, November the 12th.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Next up is number 1950, Matthew and Kimberly Gass.
Okay. Hold on, this on this one. One I pulled up, it wasn't long. Applicants Matthew and Kimberly Gass are seeking a Division 3 special use permit on a 7-point-acre parcel with a 4-bedroom single-family home, and the special use permit is for the ability to use it for nightly rental. We'll zoom out here. 248 is on your right-hand side here, Shepherd of the Hills Expressway. As you go north, you would turn left on Timber Lane Drive, just past Turtle Creek apartment complex, and take that road all the way to the end to the cul-de-sac, and then you can see where they built their single-family home on the 7 acres. And these blue lines represent Randy's territory. I think this one. Nope, that's county. That one's Branson.
Where's the city line?
It's hard to keep track of the lines.
On the back side.
But these two parcels here are county, this and this. And as you see, it goes city, this is county.
The road's county.
City, county. Yeah. The road's county?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a real confusing one of those in the middle of town parcels.
It's confusing, but we love it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what's behind it? There's, I can't see anything behind it.
They were all
the quarry.
The quarry.
The quarry, the power line easement, and Commerce Park.
This is all the Commerce Park, yes.
And that's your current residence?
Well, it's a, you know, it's a pretty unique story. You know, my family's from Boone County, Arkansas, and I grew up in Omaha. You know, we've been there for generations. And so between Boone County and Taney County, you know, this is sort of family and home. I moved away in 1994 to go to college and couldn't ever find my way back. So we had the opportunity to move back to Branson, through my company, the company I work for in the corporate office. So basically what happened was we found what we thought was the perfect piece of land for us to raise a family with and then for me to commute back and forth to Springfield, and I got relocated back to central Missouri. And so, you know, ultimately this is what we hope to be our retirement home. It was our home for about 2.5 years, about 2 years. Took us about 2.5 years. We actually built this home by hand. My father's a carpenter, and each of our successive kids, we've either done a complete gut and remodel or a build just to make sure that they've got the life skills that they need to grow up and be successful. This Funny little story is this home actually helped push our son into the Air Force. He decided he didn't want to be a carpenter. Roofing a house on Labor Day weekend was enough for him to decide he wanted some military service. So it's been a good place for us. But that's it. You know, Timberlane's it's an interesting mature subdivision. We're a solid distance from our neighbors. And that road has both single family residences as well as duplexes. One of the property owners just above us, he operates our headquarters as land care business there. And so there's a variety of usages. When we were talking to, our closest neighbor, she was saying that in the past she's operated a bed and breakfast out of her location. So the two property owners on the same side of the road as we are, have been notified, and they didn't at the time have any concerns. Judy, who, like I said, is closest to us, was actually pretty surprised that we needed to even, have zoning and permitting. If you look at scope and scale, one of the questions that I hear a lot about is parking. We clearly have got at least six parking spaces, that we currently use. But it's a pretty long distance to be able to get up into the property. So it would be highly unlikely if anyone would be interested in using that for street parking at all. Also, if you'll notice, this was clearly a winter and fall picture, but you can see the amount of buffering with the trees that separate us from any neighbor. We hand cleared that and made sure that we didn't take any trees out just for our own use. And so in the spring, summer, fall, it's almost impossible to even see our closest neighbor. In the wintertime, you get a view. But if you look at the property line where you see, the division between us and the neighbor there on the same side, all of those properties that were sold, or at least the next two, they've got 4-foot or 5-foot chain link fences. So there's a clear barrier there along with the, just the natural timber buffer that you see. But it's one of those places where you see a lot more deer and bobcats than you do other people. Mm-hmm. Adjoining, I guess that would probably be to the north, but up here, interestingly enough, and so if you see up in here where this property has been cleared, the water supply district has got a 10-inch water main that runs over to Commerce Park. Those lots are extremely steep, and if, I'm assuming that the county wouldn't allow somebody to build on top of that main. Maybe they will, but it's going to be pretty unlikely that, somebody would build way down in the ditch there, going forward.
They'd have an easement there. They couldn't cross the easement anyway.
Yeah. So I don't know what the status is of that property, but.
That's part of the Commerce Park, isn't it, Randy?
I don't know if it goes all the way down.
Well, that's the same owner, but I don't know if this was included in the project.
Yeah.
But we're pretty isolated. It's quiet. The real benefit to our neighbors, whether we're able to do this and keep it or if we had to sell it, one of the things that this property did, and interestingly enough, it wasn't built on. It was subdivided in 1976. And so this was a favorite hangout for parking teenagers and drug deals. And so just putting a house in there has greatly improved the neighborhood, in that regards. But, we'd like to keep it. We've got a lot of sweat equity and connection to the community. And so, if we can do something that will allow us to keep that property until we're able to return, that would definitely be a great appreciation for us.
Who would help you manage it?
So for us, we're looking at property management companies. But my mother lives in Branson. My sister lives in Forsyth. We've got a pretty large family network. My dad was one of 13 kids that grew up in Omaha, Arkansas. And so I've got aunts and uncles and others, spread out all around. So that won't be a problem. The secondary contact outside of the property management company will be my mother, who lives, here in town.
Anything else? Okay, we'll see you November the 12th.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay. Number 19-51, Howard Eisner.
Okay, your applicant, Howard Eisner, is seeking a Division III approval for the ability to use an existing building used in the past as a residence and a doctor's office. He's seeking it to change over to multifamily building with the addition of apartments for long-term rental. Right here is the Taney-Stone County line. Of course, Table Rock Dam. This is the overflow. Chateau. You guys know where we are. Majestics, we're going north here. You've seen a lot of stuff on Linhart and back in here on Kingsway. But here's our parcel right here. It's previously used as a doctor's office and a residence, and he's wanting to turn it into a multifamily long-term rental building.
How many units was there?
Was there, or is it going there,
to be? Yeah. How many proposed units?
Up to four.
Four.
Yes. It is currently commercial as a doctor's office, but actually only one-fourth of the building has ever been used as a doctor's office. The rest has been used for residential. The doctor that built it has used it for his home, and then they've expanded to the basement to build an apartment and an art studio for the daughter. So even with the changes, it's almost, the footprint's identical. There's already four living rooms in the building. So when I subdivide it, those are already there. Three of the kitchens are already there. 10 of the bathrooms are already there. So it actually doesn't take much modification to get it to the point that I want to get it to. And we explored the commercial space. The building is set. It is one of the most amazing buildings in Caney County. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it.
Yeah, I know where it is.
Views in one direction are the Strip. The other direction is right down on Table Rock Lake. I am incredibly blessed to have gotten this building. The problem that we made, the assumption that I made, and I know you don't make assumptions, but I thought that zoning, because he had the four bedrooms approved as the residence in the doctor's office, I figured it was mixed used already, and it wasn't that much of a change to come in and say, well, we're going to use it more for residential. And then I found out, no, it's a commercial building, and it's a completely different use for it. So it's been on the market since 2011. They could not sell this building. And to this day, I actually was the backup offer. The final offer went to the 2 days before it was going to be complete, and it fell through. It's very difficult for the numbers to work for it to be commercial. And up there, if you guys are familiar with this area, it's odd. It's a strange spot. Mm-hmm. Across the street is a campground. Next door is a giant antique sales floor, and the guy there has an 8,000-square-foot home on his top floor. He owns the little houses behind him on the street, which he plans on becoming vacation rentals or something. I'm not sure. He's got quite a complex going on there. And then down the street is a real estate office, and down the hill are homes. So it's got pretty much every use possible up there right now. So the building, for me, I've come to Branson and I invested in some older properties. I fixed them up. And I've got good income flow coming from those. This is going to be my retirement home. I plan on going back to Colorado after doing the apartments, but they turned out so well, and I love this area. I love the people. So I thought this would be my retirement home, and I need the income from the other apartments, which I would run myself. I don't plan on selling them off or anything like that. They're apartments that I rent, just like I do my other apartments, and that would hopefully help me break even with the building. So, and my end-all goal, if my company name is New Life Properties, I actually want to start a New Life Foundation. My interest all this time has been, I was in full-time ministry for about 14 years. I originally was a teacher, and I went in full-time ministry, and when I went into ministry, it was as a I started in ministry as a volunteer, and so my whole goal my whole life has been to get back to becoming a volunteer. I wanted to get where I was financially independent, where I didn't have to work anymore, and I could do ministry full time.